In Baghdad today, a car bomb exploded outside a Shiite mosque just over a week before Iraqis are scheduled to go to the polls to select a national assembly. At least 14 people were killed in the attack and dozens wounded. Each time Iraq Shiites are targeted, it raises talk of further divisions between the Shia, who are expected to dominate the new assembly, and Sunni Muslims, some of whom are boycotting the vote. From Baghdad, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Just the one car bomb exploded in Baghdad today, but its target, a Shiite mosque, carries heavy symbolism. A top member of one of Iraq's leading Shiite Muslim parties called this deadly bombing another attempt to pave the way for civil war. U.S. and Iraqi officials believe insurgents are focusing right now on disrupting the upcoming election. Many Shia, the country's majority, are eager to vote and take power after years of discrimination. Many Sunnis, who make up about a fifth of the population, say they won't participate. Over a barbecued chicken lunch this week in the highly secured U.S. Chancery building in Baghdad, Ambassador John Negroponte said the U.S. is trying to bring Sunni Muslims on board.
We basically made the argument, it's about democracy, it's about the future, it's not about the past, and why would you deal yourself out? Why would you exclude yourself from a process that's going to help shape the political future of your country?
When the U.S. military overthrew Saddam Hussein, it ended decades of privilege for many Sunni Muslims. Occupation policies further alienated Sunnis, such as dissolving the army and ousting Ba'ath Party members from even mid-level government positions. Now Sunnis are believed to form the core of Iraq's insurgency. The U.S. is talking with Sunni political and tribal leaders. Few have been won over, in part because bombings, arrests, and raids continue in Sunni areas. But attempts to talk continue. Several Sunni groups say a vote can't be fair as long as Iraq is full of foreign troops. Some observers here say that's in part a ploy to cast doubt on the legitimacy of an election Iraq's Sunni minority can't win. But Ali bin Hussein, the son of Iraq's last king, says that's not true. Hussein, a Sunni, is running for office and says he's been talking to Sunnis of all stripes.
The Sunni Arabs, as all Iraqis, do want to participate. The Sunni Arabs are not willingly, voluntarily boycotting the election. It's just they will be unable to go out of fear for their lives because some of the Sunni leadership and the insurgency do not believe that the elections themselves will be fair. And not because they don't want to delegitimize the election.
Prime Minister Iyad Alawi's government has also been trying to convince Sunnis to participate in the election. His campaign manager, Adnan Al-Janabi, a Sunni, says the government is willing to talk with all but the most hardcore insurgents.
All the people, except Bin Laden, Zarqawi, and a few others. Anybody who thinks that taking up arms is a good thing to defend the country is potentially savable.
Janabi says what Sunnis want is doable, a plan for foreign troops to leave and jobs, particularly for former army members. Still in talks with Sunni leaders, Alawi's government is not making any firm commitments. If Sunnis largely sit out this election, the next looming question is whether they'll be allowed to help write the constitution. U.S. officials don't want to promise now to include Sunnis who refuse to take part in the election. But Alawi's campaign manager says Sunnis have to be involved or the effort will fail.
We will get them into one way or the other to be part of writing the constitution. I don't care how, but they will be writing the constitution with us.
Iraq's new constitution is supposed to be submitted to a popular vote next fall. It can be invalidated if it's rejected by two-thirds of voters in any three provinces. That rule was written to keep Iraq's Kurds happy. But if the Sunnis got organized politically, it's possible they could shift that advantage to themselves. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.